It remains largely unfriendly both to local and foreign investors. Some of the reasons for this includes the fact that the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade will alone have powers in accepting or rejecting investment applications, whereas we would argue for a committee to be involved. According to some stakeholders, the concerns raised by private sector in 2016 have largely not been addressed by the new version of the bill, and this remains worrisome. We need this bill to be finalized in order to remove policy uncertainty, not just for foreign investors, but also local investors, as they need to know what the terms and conditions are of making certain big investments in this country so that they can invest with peace of mind.